News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to get an update on what's happening at Blinn College, the Brazos County campuses, and President Sylvia McMullen's on hand, along with the Richard Bray in the communications office. Sylvia, the timing of today's interview fits in with a Bryan City Council agenda this evening on a project that has a big impact on the Bryan campus in the respect of proposal to spend $500,000 to replace the traffic signals at Villa Maria and the cross street that affects Blinn as well as the Crestview community.
Yes, that item has been something that will enable Crestview residents to have a safer environment for crossing. It has been something that I think that the city of Bryan has been considering for a while, and in discussions that it actually facilitates those residents having that four-way ability so that they can cross without any concern about traffic. So we're really very pleased that that is being put in place.
And that happens to be one of the busiest intersections in town, and all you have to do is go down Villa Maria during a class day at Blinn, and you learn that pretty quickly.
We do. We recognize that the traffic on the cross streets of 29th and Villa Maria it's a significant impact on this whole area. We try to accommodate that. We realize that also at the beginning of the fall semester that it is always a bigger concern as students are beginning to find their way. But we try to accommodate and give them alternatives by encouraging them to ride the bus. And usually that happens after about the first 3 weeks when they kind of run out of their gas money.
And speaking of the continued growth on the Bryan campus, that continues to be something that you all as administrators as well as your consultants continue to take up. And where are we at this time?
Well, we actually have two paths that we are on right now. We have addressed our most immediate need for the fall of 2014 by adding the modular buildings, and they're almost complete with expected move-in by August 15th. And that allows us to move some of our services that have been in these buildings to those modular buildings that will not affect our student classes. Student classes will actually be concentrated in the buildings that are the permanent structures on the Blinn campus. But some of our part-time offices, distance learning, that will occur in those modular buildings. Now we are into actually addressing our short intermediate term needs by hiring some architectural consultants with Architect Studios to serve us in designing some additional plans for the fall of 2015 and 2016. And then our long-term needs we are addressing with both an internal and external group that is looking for the property within Brazos County that will serve as a second campus.
Again, talking Blinn College and the Brazos County campuses and handing the phone over to Richard Bray. Next week, a real significant announcement involving Blinn and Baylor University.
That's right. We're really excited about making this announcement on Monday. We're going to announce the creation of a formal articulation agreement that's going to help Blinn College students transfer more easily to Baylor University, and it's going to expand the educational opportunities for young people all across Texas. We're looking at beginning that program in fall 2015, and we're really excited about getting a chance to share a lot more of that information with the community on Monday.
And for those who would like to attend, if you can give the time and location.
Yes, that ceremony will be taking place at 1 o'clock on our Brenham campus. It's at the Janice Sneed Banquet Room in the Brenham Campus Student Center.
And I don't remember if we indicated what day next week that's happening.
That will be on Monday.
So for those Baylor alumni as well as those affected on the Blinn side, again, you can take advantage of that. Back to Dr. McMullen, as y'all are getting your fiscal year 2015 budget put together, and I think the one note that has generated the most publicity is that Blinn College expecting a $4 million budget surplus. If you can talk a little bit about that.
Sure, Bill. When we talk about a budget surplus, it really is unallocated funds. What we, as as school districts and other educational institutions have, is that you always want to keep a fund balance or a cash reserves on hand to address any operational expenses. Many times that looks as though it is a surplus that happens at the end of the year, and what that really is those funds that have yet to be allocated. So we had a workshop session recently with the board to address that, and the term was used that it was a surplus, but those are really truly unallocated funds.
And any idea at this stage where that money might be headed?
Well, in there could be several things that we could do. There are some operational expenses that actually accrue, and we wait till the end of the year to see if we can actually purchase, say, for example, new software, some things that we have not made within the budget for the previous year, that really we find ourselves at the position that we can actually do that. It's also, it goes to much toward the expansion and remodeling that is occurring on the Bryan campus and will continue to occur for the next several years as we address our growth issues.
At this time, any recommendations made as far as pay raises and health insurance benefits and the tuition and fee charges?
All of those things right now we have had, we did not increase tuition at all. We made an increase only in fees, and that was simply to get a more equitable balance in some of our fee structure areas, and that was done in the spring. But there is no increase in tuition for this fall. In terms of faculty salary raises, those things will actually come before the board in August for final approval. That will come as a recommendation from the administration to be addressed by the board.
All right, moving on to development regarding some grant money being available for scholarships. And, Richard, I understand that this involves scholarships for students who want to get involved in the STEM or the science, technology, engineering, or math fields.
That's right. We all know that STEM jobs are in absolutely high demand, not just in the Brazos Valley, but throughout the state of Texas and across the country. The U.S. Department of Commerce put out a report in 2011 that said these jobs are growing three times as fast as non-STEM jobs over the past 10 years, and that STEM workers are earning 26% higher wages than their non-STEM counterparts. So we were recently awarded a grant for $562,500 to award scholarships that are going to help students pursue these high-demand careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. We're awarding 225 scholarships of up to $2,500 per student, and this is coming through the Texas Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math Challenge Scholarship Program. Now, students who are interested in obtaining these funds can go to our website, our financial aid website, at blinn.edu/FINAID. They're available on a first-come, first-serve basis, so the first 225 qualified applicants are going to have an opportunity to get those funds. Now, to be eligible, you need to graduate from a Texas high school with at least a 3.0 grade point average on a 4-point scale in mathematics and science. You need to enroll at Blinn and declare a T-STEM instructional program and be a full-time student here.
Another item, Richard, while I've got you, is a program that's coming up involving your Workforce Education Division.
That's right. This is a great opportunity for small business owners to gather supplemental training opportunities for their current and for their new employees. We're doing this through our Workforce Education Division, which is partnering with the Texas Workforce Commission to meet the needs of Texas small businesses. Now, the program's called the Skills for Small Business Program, and it's for businesses with fewer than 100 employees. And they can receive up to $1,450 toward classes for new employees and up to $725 for incumbent employee training. So the employees must be full-time, and they can enroll in any credit or non-credit courses on any of Blinn's four campuses beginning this fall. And so there's a number of courses that are eligible for the program, including customer service, supervision, office and computer skills, blueprint reading, machining. And if you want a complete list of our course offerings, those are available at blinn.edu/workforce. If you're a business owner and you're interested in the program, you can apply through the TWC for training approval, and program applications can be found at the TWC website. And if you need any more information or you need application assistance, employers can send inquiries to workforce@blinn.edu.
And then wrapping up with Dr. McMullen, this is the time of year where there are summer graduations and other ceremonies, and you want to point out a couple of pinning ceremonies that are coming up.
We do. Tonight, Bill, we have our pinning ceremonies for our licensed vocational nurses, and that's always an exciting time for us. All 48 Blinn Bryan students that have taken the test over the last 2 years have passed. So it's one of the premier programs that we have, and so we're very pleased to always do the pinning ceremonies. We have those several times a year, and on Friday night we have a pinning ceremony for our paramedic graduates, our EMS students. And there are 23 students that we will be pinning at that ceremony. And each graduate from that program takes 45 credit hours to earn their paramedic technology certificate. And those are very significant contributions to our community, as the things that we do in allied health contribute directly to what is occurring in this community as our medical community continues to grow.
And that's our update on what's happening at the Blinn College at Brazos County campuses. Again, thanks to President Sylvia McMullen and Richard Bray, the Communications Office, for the visit here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.